Hey there, welcome to Cosmic Confessions, a podcast by your spiritual besties.
I'm Alex.
I'm Avery.
And I'm Melissa.
Coming at you unhinged,
unfiltered, and unedited.
Join us on this journey as we explore the profound,
the practical, and the unlimited potential within us.
Let's awaken our spirits, ignite our passions, and elevate our lives together as the universe speaks and we listen.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Cosmic Confessions podcast. This is another non-negotiable episode for all of you. We're bringing you part three, but we're talking about a whole other area of our lives. So, Avery, what is our confession today?
So our confession today is that non-negotiables should show up in your career and business. Not just friendships, not just like intimate relationships, but also what we do for a living.
Especially as entrepreneurs.
Especially. I'll start us off with the question, right?
Yes.
So was there a moment when you realized you had outgrown a job or work environment? And if so, what was that turning point that made you decide to leave?
Should I go first?
Sure. Go for it, yeah.
Yeah, this is a good one, because I feel like when I was a clinical therapist, I had experienced that feeling of, oh my gosh, I think I have outgrown this, work environment and this role. But then I also felt that along my entrepreneurship journey as well, especially with business partnerships too. And for me, when I start to feel not at peace at my place of work, or the joy has just been sucked dry of my role. And of course, also when something ethically doesn't sit well with me, that really is usually like the flip of the switch, so to speak.
Yeah.
So that's when I know, okay, like I don't belong here anymore. Mm. When I was a clinical therapist, I worked in a very challenging mental health treatment facility. One of the most intense places to work as a clinical social worker. And what was happening was, sorry, this is a little bit of a tangent, but I promise it makes sense. What was happening in New York State was when people would have felonies or be a criminal, in essence, instead of putting criminals through criminal court as an alternative to incarceration, because it was cheaper for the state, they would be put through mental health treatment court. So what that would mean is they would be mandated to treatment at a state-run facility, which is where I worked. So what was happening was my safety was starting to be threatened, because when I tell you, literally the only thing between me and an ex-murderer, literally, is a manila folder. And
you're like this like cute tiny little white girl with blonde hair, like
I'm ready to do therapy with this sociopath today.
Right?
No.
And oh my gosh.
I do not belong here. There's no amount of therapy that I'm gonna do that is gonna help this guy with impulse control who just recently unalived his father with an axe. Right. So when my safety also got threatened, and how they were also handling some of these cases, like clinically, they're not benefiting from anything at this level of care. They need something way more substantial. Yep. So it's an ethical thing for me. It's always like a bigger picture thing for me.
Mm, wow.
You know? Yeah.
Wow. Definitely. Okay. So my follow up's a little different.
Safety for
wasn't
me.
Wasn't dealing with any serial killers or anything like that.
I have fun stories.
But for me, I used to manage a restaurant in Manhattan and in Union Square. So my hours were crazy, 80, 90 hours a week. No holidays, no weekends. And for me, I feel like my turning point was when my GM at the time, I was running front of the house, which means like, you know, the part of the restaurant where everyone's sitting and you're dealing with all the customer service. But for me, it was when my GM wanted me to take over her role, and I was already so burnt out. I was exhausted. I was pretty much miserable at the time. I had like lost the sense of who I was, because
there's no quality of life when you're working that much.
No, between like working those hours and then also the commute from Long Island into the city.
It's exhausting.
And it was just like, it was almost like a That's So Raven moment. I don't know how old all of our listeners are, but like throwing that back where you just like – flash forward into what your future is. And I was like, I cannot do this any longer. And that's kind of what put me on my journey for backpacking through Israel, Taiwan, and Thailand for 4.5 months. And, you know, the whole story. But that was the turning point of her being basically like, you have to move into the city. You have to be close enough to be on call 7 days a week.
Oh, my gosh.
And the 80, 90 hours is probably going to be bumped up. And not only that, but you're still salary. So no matter how many more hours you work, that's not really shifting much until you actually take on the GM role.
The restaurant life is hard, man.
Hard. Yeah. And I was like, I cannot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So for me, it was like literally losing sense of self. Mm. I didn't know who I was anymore. I'd go home and like cry myself to sleep to then wake up a few hours later and do it all over again.
Oh my gosh. That's crazy.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
That was fun.
All right. So that's not fun.
That was not fun.
So for me, I think it's what kind of drove me into like doing more entrepreneur type lifestyle. I found that the last job I was at before kind of working for myself, there was a true lack of leadership. The department in itself felt very like split. There was like a lot of cliques, right? And then like within the facility, each kind of department, you know, who's better than who, depending on like, you know, we always call them like the white coats, right? When you're working in like the healthcare industry, like there's just like a lack of respect if you don't have that like, you know, same caliber of schooling, right? But for what I did, I was in therapeutic recreation, and I truly believe that, you know, our department knew the patients more than sometimes like the nurses, because we see them in a different light, in a different way. So I knew that my time was up in a nursing home during COVID. I was losing, you know, 13 residents like a day because COVID was like so intense. And I was pregnant during that. And then I had a newborn when I came back from maternity leave. And my soul was just like, it wasn't like a spiritual experience. And like for me, my job, like what I need in a workplace between like my colleagues and the actual work I do, it has to be spiritual. It has to be connected to like my dharma and like what I'm good at, which is connecting to people on an intuitive spiritual level. And I felt that working at the nursing home was just very medical based and very clinical, and I wasn't aligned anymore. Like I was going through the motions. Like I wanted to treat this person with like an essential oil and sound healing, and right away they're like, give them Xanax and Prozac, like, you know. And I'm like, no, just wait a second. Like, and that's okay. Like, I think that we're in a country where we're fortunate to have those type of outlets, but like, why do we have to go there first? You know,
right?
So for me, I knew I was done when I just like my soul and my dharma and like how I view myself and how I treat my family was just not the same in the work field, and the leadership was just awful. So I was like, I could just work for myself and make a business and create my hours and do all that stuff. So.
And heal people naturally.
And heal people naturally. Yeah. So,
I love it.
You're so definitely.
Cute. I love it.
Yeah.
Powerful.
Ready for question number two?
Yes.
Please do it. Okay. What's one boundary you set in business that felt terrifying at first, but became the most empowering decision you ever made?
You want me to go?
Sure.
Okay. So going back to that 9 to 5 at the nursing home, I didn't have any boundaries, because like when you're working for the state or if you're working for someone, it's very hard, right? Mm. No one hears you when you say like my kid's sick, I can't come in today. Like you are so replaceable. You know, they just see you as a number. So I was getting sick a lot. I was getting migraines because I had no boundaries. I just kept going to work and going to work even when I wasn't feeling well. Now, as an entrepreneur, the boundary I had to make was that I needed to create business hours.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, now being a doula, I'm technically on call whenever. Like anyone can have a baby at any time of the night, right? And it's in my contract that I will be on call for you for 37 to 42 weeks. But I needed to make that boundary of like, but if you're texting me at like 10 p.m. about like a cold or something, like I don't have to feel the need to answer.
Respond right away.
Which was very hard for me. So I had to create the boundary of knowing that, yes, I work for myself, but that does not mean that I'm open 24/7.
Mm. Mine's actually very similar, because especially for me during COVID, I was on call 7 days a week, answering clients sometimes till 1 in the morning, taking on a lot of clients that were like pro bono, I guess is the word, where they couldn't even afford me. Yes. And I just felt like it was my calling and I needed to show up and do all these things. So a big one for me was setting the boundary of no longer being so accessible and really saying like, okay, you can now reach me from, you know, Monday through Friday.
Right.
From like 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. No longer till 1 a.m.
Right.
That was a really big one for me. That was really uncomfortable because there is a part of my soul being like, how am I going to turn people away though when they need me?
Right.
And it was like, but I'm becoming so burnt out and now I'm disconnecting from ways to like heal myself and be able to refill my cup. And I was like, okay, this needs to happen. Otherwise I can't provide what anyone else needs if I'm not giving back to myself.
And I think having our business, like, cause all of us work from our phone too in some aspect. So it's like hard because like from say like 9 to 11, like that's like my scrolling hour, right? Like I want to just like decompress on apps, right? And then you see the client or you see someone text you with the work question, you're like, okay, I'm on my phone, so I feel like I have to answer it, but I don't have to. Like, it's okay that I'm on my phone not working.
Yes.
Right. You know?
I think the issue with that, too, is then especially if they follow you, so they see your posting.
Oh, yeah, forget it. Yeah,
they see you're online.
Don't follow. Yeah. Don't let your clients follow you.
Yeah.
It's so true. Yeah. So true. But, yeah, it's like the whole saying, yeah, I gave up my 9 to 5 to work 24/7.
Yeah, you know? Literally.
It's like literally. You have to have so many more boundaries with having a business. Mm-hmm. So much more. Mine's a little bit different. Mine is with pricing.
Mm.
Not bending on my pricing. So this is actually a really interesting example. So last week I had a discovery call. So people can book free calls with me all of the time. It's one of the things, honestly, I love to do because it's kind of like an interview where I can figure out if you're a good client fit for the agency and then vice versa.
Right.
But listen, I don't mind giving free value though too, right? Mm-hmm. Like if you ask me some really focused questions that you prepared for during this discovery call, I have no problem answering it.
Right.
The problem that I had with this most recent discovery call is someone had booked a call with me. I had met them at another event and she pretty much like came onto the call expecting that this was going to be like a 2-hour coaching session where we were going to get into the weeds of her business and everything. And listen,
for free.
And listen, I am all for adding value and helping, but I also need to like honor my time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're only supposed to be meeting for 15, 30 minutes tops. Like the questions that you're asking are so good. And I want to answer those with you.
Right. Because you love what you do and you're good at it and you want
to
help.
But this is not the container to do that. So this is my, you know, I have a mentorship or business consulting container. It sounds like in the season of your business, you really just need a strategist, someone to just get into the weeds of like helping you figure out the next like 3 steps here and a launch plan. I can totally do that with you. And then she was like, oh, well, I thought we could just like barter. And I said, listen, I am all for a good barter. However, you know, I have agency overhead now. I have a team of people to pay. I have higher taxes because of the type of business entity I am.
Right.
I can't be bartering energy healing sessions. I'm sorry. And also my best friends are energy healers. If I need energy healing session, I got my girls, you know.
Pray for me.
But I really appreciate it, you know, but at this time I can't do that. But I'm going to send you my information page about my container. And it wasn't received well. And that's okay.
Yeah.
But I can't bend on pricing. And like, listen, there are definitely things that I continue to do for certain people to make exceptions because exceptions should always be made. But yeah, it's like that's a non-negotiable for me.
Yeah.
I can't do that now. It's not just me anymore. It's like the business entity and the team and being a single mom. Like you can't,
your time is precious.
I can't do it.
And it's valuable. Yeah. I feel like we've all probably, I've definitely gone over with clients way over the time. Cause especially for me, it'll be like, you know, the last 15 minutes where we're supposed to be now implementing, okay, everything that we just discovered in the last 45, how are we implementing that into the week? And then all of a sudden something will be triggered.
It's called doorknob therapy. Yeah.
Where they start crying and then it's like,
that
oh my
happens
gosh.
To me. That would always happen to me in therapy. Like, I'd be like, I have nothing to say. I don't want to go to therapy today. And the last minute, I was like, Don't you go. Where are you going?
Yeah.
And then I'm like left there in a kitchen, in my kitchen as a puddle. And I was like,
yeah. And I am not like good with that. I can't do that. I can't leave people in that space.
And then you hear the timer going off and I'm like, I know you have to go.
Yeah. And then it's like my soul hurts because I'm like, I don't want to leave you in this space where there are tears and you're feeling.
Why does that happen? Why? You guys are both like, why does that happen? I'm in it. Because you do it.
You finally are starting to break the walls down and the vulnerability is starting to surface.
Yeah, and it's also that, and it's also, I mean, it depends on the client, but that would always happen with like my clients who had a personality disorder and it was a way to manipulate me.
Oh no, mine don't do that. No. Thank God.
That's not why I was crying at the last minute, I promise.
Like your personality disorder. But I think for some people, it's like you finally feel safe and like you're not, you're actually getting a lot out of the session, the relationship, and you're just, you're not ready. Like you want to continue to work. Yeah. So unless you have like borderline personality disorder.
Oh man.
You're trying to manipulate me, babe.
No. My clients don't do that. No. And I do genuinely, and I adore my clients because for me, it's like, it really does create, like I'm all about a partnership. It's not a client to coach relationship. Right. There is this beautiful partnership that gets developed and formed and created. So for me, it's like, I want to genuinely be there and show up.
Right. Of course. And well, like, you're such a good person too. And like extra friend.
Such a coach.
Yeah.
Love you both. Okay. All right. Let's jump into the question.
All right. Next question. What we got?
Okay.
What you got for us?
When was a time where you noticed you were losing your authentic self in your business, and how did you reclaim your sense of purpose?
Mm. Ooh, that's a good one.
Do you want me to answer this one first?
So wait, I have a question. So losing yourself in your business, so are we talking about like as entrepreneurs, like the business we're currently in?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Unless you want to take it back. I mean, you know, we can.
I definitely know like why I had to leave like my my 9-to-5 job.
Yeah.
Based off of that.
So do your job now.
Okay. Let me think about that.
Okay. I'll answer.
Okay.
So a time where I noticed that I was losing my authentic self in business was I feel really aligned with my business now, like with Grit and Grace, like from the beginning, from the seed of it to the first like couple years of us having our doors open. I really feel like my authentic foot is very much forward. Mm. But in a previous business relationship, I definitely felt like that was stripped away for sure. Because even though like when I was working with like clients or customers, like that was always my authentic self. But there was so much that was going on behind the scenes. Because don't forget, like you also have to make time to like work on your business.
Yeah. Right.
Right. To be in the business and working on the business are two different things. And when you're in a business partnership with somebody that doesn't have the same set of priorities and values as you, and I'm like really not now, but I was really like non-confrontational. I felt like really awkward, like bringing up things that I didn't agree with, or anytime I would bring up like a new proposed idea, it was shot down. Like this is no. So I felt like I was slowly over time losing my authentic voice because I feel like it wasn't being heard when I saw things that shouldn't be going on versus sharing new ideas. Like I had really good ideas, you know? Right. So I think that is like, those are some times when I felt like I noticed I lost my authentic self, and what helped me reclaim that was getting the hell out of it.
Mm. Right. Yeah.
Because that wasn't changing.
Yeah. All right. So for me, it would be burnout.
Okay.
So for my business, Womb Earth Beyond, I was taking maybe like 4 or 5 births a month. And this past month was the first time I've ever been off call in the whole 5 years of being a doula.
Wow.
And the universe sent it to me because I'm in a time in my time of place right now in my life where the universe is like, you need to reset and realign and take a break. And I was like, I never dreaded a birth. Like I never was like, oh, I don't want to do this. But I was losing myself, my authentic self, because I was just burnout and I was unhappy like post birth, where I was like that birth hangover when you're with someone for like 3 days and you have to like also be a mom and now like a single mom and your kids got places to go. So having this like time off, being off call because my March mom went early in February, so I was off in March. I realized that like it's okay to not take on so many clients, and that when I don't take on so many clients, then I can be a better mom, be a better friend, work on my relationships. Like you said, practice like the more business end of things. Yeah. So for me, it'd be like burnout. Once you start like choosing your career over like anything else, it's too much. You're doing it. You're being, for me, it was like showing signs of like, I need it as a distraction.
Yeah. You're escaping. You're using it as an escape.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would say for me, it goes back to like the COVID days of just being on call 7 days a week. And for me, almost that form of like people pleasing, where I felt so bad turning people away and I felt so bad not being able to show up for them and give them my all. And as a result, I was losing who I was because I was giving so much of me that I didn't have like anything left. Right. Especially at the time I was in another relationship and like I couldn't even properly show up there because all of my time and energy was going into trying to save all of my clients and anybody who was reaching out to me at the time who just was falling apart because they were in so much fear.
Right.
So for me, that was like a really big part of me having to be like, oh my gosh, I don't know who I am anymore. Yeah. And it's like my business has completely taken over my entire life and I'm no longer serving now. I'm drowning.
Right.
And really having to shift that narrative of like, okay, it's time to set boundaries. It's time to come back home to self. Let me be better so I can show up more powerfully. So that was a big part.
Beautiful. That's a good one. Yeah, I feel like it's so easy with entrepreneurship, especially like once you, because like no one's going to put that boundary up except you.
Yeah.
Like you can't expect like your clients like to do that or.
It's not their job.
No. Not at all.
And they don't want to because like why wouldn't they want more
help? No. And you can't feel guilty about it. You can't feel guilty about it. I love this.
Yeah.
This is so good.
Yeah.
So good.
Do we want to end it here? Do we want to end with one final question?
What
do
let's thinking? Do one. Let's do quick.
Quick? Okay. Yeah. I'm going to read the last one too. All right.
Rapid fire.
Have you ever had to break up with a client or project that just didn't feel right? And then how did you do it without burning bridges?
Well, since you guys got the giggles, I never had to break up with a client, but I think you have to, there needs to be a better relationship with your business partner or your colleagues.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. Definitely.
Do you want to?
If you got to burn, what's that? You know, the real audio? If you got to burn it all to the ground, baby, let it burn. Let it burn. Because like, listen, okay, you're going to, you know, the image that's coming to mind, it's like, let's pretend that a toxic business partnership or relationship is in a tornado prone area. Mm-hmm. Let's follow this analogy for a second.
Sure.
So you're going to keep rebuilding the house again and again and again when a tornado is going to come?
No.
No. Even if you have a solid foundation, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You're in a hurricane. You know what I'm saying? You're in a stormy situation, babe. It's not going to get any better.
Yeah.
You have to relocate. You have to move. Certain relationships, I think, require that. So yes, I have had to, not with clients.
That
I feel
question,
like
yeah.
I really do a pretty good job discerning people, even with my previous like Moonful Mama brand and Grit and Grace. I have a pretty good discerning radar, but business partnerships, no, you gotta go. You gotta break up.
Yeah,
same.
You know.
I've had one client where I've had to like pump the brakes. And
because
he kind of went inappropriate and it had to be like, this is a non-negotiable, but in a very professional way and very much of like a, I can no longer help you. And, you know, contracts have been broken now and now it's time to recommend elsewhere.
Was that hard to do?
A few times. Yeah.
It was hard.
Yeah. Very hard. Because it's like you form this connection.
Yeah, that's true.
But then, of course, once things go to a point where they feel so safe that they almost can start to take advantage in a certain way or use it to manipulate to try and get something out of it that's not professional.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I have no male clients, but
great answer.
Yeah. So anyways, let's pause here. I mean, I think this was really good though, just being able to break down non-negotiables for career, especially talking about like friendships, intimate partnerships, and now the career. It's really about asking yourself, right? It's like, where are your non-negotiables in all aspects of your life? And I think that this is really important that we did touch base on. all of these. Mm-hmm. And I think it's time now for you guys to be able to go through these questions as well and really think about it. Ask yourself, like, where have these things shown up for you, whether it's being an entrepreneur or not working in an establishment? Because I feel like we've all been there where we've been maybe taken advantage of, or there have been boundaries that have been crossed, and we need to kind of create some non-negotiables to move forward in a powerful way. So thank you so much for your time and energy. We're excited for you to be a part of the next episode, and we will see you then.
See you next time.
Bye.